Welcome to the Open House podcast site, available at openhouseonline.com.au.
Outdoor advertising should be G-rated. That is the message that Queensland-based Family First Senate candidate Wendy Francis would like to tell the world. She has been on a bit of a campaign to get such a thing happening in Brisbane, in Queensland. She wanted to take that very message and splash it onto a billboard in Brisbane. And funnily enough, she was actually knocked back by the billboard companies. The campaign, though, has grown and gained momentum. And Wendy Francis now finds herself leading what you could almost call as a new movement. I thought you'd be fascinated to hear about it because it would be great to see it spread to other cities. That's what I think anyway. 1-300-40-2020 if you've got another opinion. Wendy Francis is on the line. Hi, Wendy.
Hi, Sheridan. Thanks for having me.
It's good to have you. This issue has been around for a number of years. So what really catalysed you to action on this particular issue?
I think community groups have actually been fighting billboards for probably about 10 years. But there's a couple of things that happened just in our hood where I live in Brisbane. And they are, firstly, a gentleman's club, for want of a better word, put up a billboard telling people, it was huge, and it was said, tell your wife you'll be home late, and it had a scantily clad woman. Hmm. Now, that billboard was absolutely complained about from teachers, from parents, from child psychologists who were worried that when their father rang home and said, tell mum I'm going to be home late, that the kids were actually going to be worried where dad actually was. Hmm. So there was complaints, it rocketed to the third most complained about billboard in Australia last year. Now, all those complaints were dismissed. And when they were, I just thought, I can't believe that it's the third highest billboard being complained about and all the complaints are dismissed. So I just did a bit of research, went and talked to teachers, parents, psychologists, found out that they had been fighting this battle for a long time. The second billboard that has gone up just in our neighbourhood is on the fence line of Brisbane Boys Grammar School, if you can believe that, is huge big billboard saying two naughty bars and very sexually explicit, huge pictures of women floating in all sorts of manners of poses on the Boys Grammar School fence line. So I rang the school and I said, you know, is this a problem? They said, it absolutely is a problem, but there's nothing we can do about it. And we're starting to feel this powerlessness because we complain and all we get back is the complaints dismissed. Yes. And then if you even want a review, you've actually got to pay for that. So, yeah, I think something's happening up here and it's not just one person, it's a community swell, a groundswell, people saying we have had enough.
Yeah, well, you started a Facebook site, a Facebook page, within a week or something you had 2,000 members. And what's it up to now?
It's over 4,500 now, and right. That's only in a few weeks. It just gathered momentum, just went, you know, through the roof. And so I thought, well, we've got onto something here. So we gathered a whole lot of community groups together, and we had a meeting at Parliament House, and just to work out a solutions-based way ahead, because we're sick of talking about it. We've all been talking about it, and we just thought, let's do something quite concrete.
See, there is double standards here, aren't there? When you've got rules that actually regulate the advertising or the publication of certain images in, say, newspapers, when you've got certain regulations that are around children's viewing hours, at least on television, on radio, those kinds of things, and yet you can turn all of that off. You can close the newspaper. You don't have to pick up the magazine from the magazine rack, but you can't turn the billboard off.
No, you can't. We're actually held captive to these images. And, you know, the innocence of our children is actually something that we really want to hold on to, and yet we're being denied the choice, even as parents, to hold on to that innocence.
Yeah.
It's interesting you talk about double standards, because it is a double standard, because we can't turn these images off, and we can turn the TV off, and these images would not be allowed on TV before probably 8:30 or 9 at night. The other double standard that really bugs me is that, you know, we have this billboard saying, tell your wife you'll be home late, and it's actually encouraging infidelity, and that's not seen as a problem by the advertisers. The prevailing community standards are still that is not acceptable. And I can absolutely guarantee that, because when we have a Liberal treasurer in Western Australia having an extramarital affair with a Greens senator, then community outrage is such that he steps down out of his position.
Mm-hmm, sure.
So we have situations where that happens and we all say that's really bad. But the advertisers seem to be able to get away with just about anything.
Yeah. Now, the industry is self-regulated, so what do you really think can be done and what are you specifically calling for?
Well, the self-regulation is not working. And so, for a start, on the Advertising Standards Board, there needs to be people like child psychologists. When ads are complained about on the basis of it being offensive to children, the Advertising Standards Board do not consult child psychologists. So I think we need to broaden that board for a start, but there needs to be some teeth to it. Billboards need to be pre-vetted. At the moment, they're not pre-vetted. So a billboard for Sexpo, for instance, can go up, and it will take 3 weeks before even people's complaints are actually replied to.
Mm.
So by the time the complaints are replied to, of course, the advertising's already been there and they've achieved what they wanted anyway. So there has to be some sort of pre-vetting. There really needs to be a set of guidelines put down so that it's not just merely advertisers just making their own standards up, really.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely right. So you've had a great response on Facebook. You've had a fair bit of exposure TV-wise with Sunrise and all those kinds of programs jumping on board too.
Yep.
Then recently probably just late last week it was, wasn't it? You had this summit.
Yes, we did. We had the summit, and so all of the community groups came to that, and what we decided to do from that is to go with a petition. So we're doing an official petition to the Senate now. But while we were at that summit, we asked the billboard companies to come and speak to us because we really wanted to, as I said, we really wanted to be solutions-based. I said to them, you will not be coming to a hostile group. You'll be coming to a group that really wants some solutions, so if you could come. And they sent a representative, which was really, really good. And so we talked to her and we told her some of our concerns, and she has taken some of those on board, and we're hoping to get somewhere with that as well.
Mm-hmm.
But I spoke to her about my billboard being knocked back because that was the ultimate in censorship. I couldn't believe that my billboard had been censored. And by that afternoon, one of the billboard companies rang me and said that they had been speaking to SUMAC and that they would actually do the billboard. So the billboard went up yesterday.
Yeah, and that's in Carina in Brisbane.
Yes, it is.
I've got a picture of it right here in front of me. Outdoor advertising should be G-rated, and I like the artwork there with a whole bunch of kids' faces up the top.
Yes.
It's brilliant. A friend was just recently telling me about a friend of his and his child, and they were both driving in the car somewhere, and this child is just kind of learning to read, and she was so proud of herself at the fact that she could look up at this billboard and she could read the words because the words were so simple.
Yes.
And the words were, do it longer. And so she read them out to her dad. Hey, Dad, do it longer. There's got to be something wrong when that actually is what's happening in probably cars all around Australia. Now, are you thinking this might be a movement that could go beyond Queensland to other states?
Yeah, definitely. We've decided taking it to the Senate means that it has gone federal.
Mm.
So it will be a federal. The federal body is the Advertising Standards Board. So we really, to really get any teeth into it, we had to go federal. So it's sort of moved out of the Queensland scene now, and we're taking it to the Advertising Standards Board via the Senate, and we want the Senate to actually come in and say, the sexualisation of our children has got to stop, because that's really what's happening. And it's not just images, although the images are probably the worst thing that I find, because I think your listeners would know that once you've got an image in your head, it's very hard to get that out.
Mm.
But it's the messages that are being just pushing the line all the time. Down the road from me, a new billboard's gone up. There's no picture on it at all, but it says, get shucked on a Friday night at such and such a tavern.
Mm.
Now, it's actually talking about oysters. So you shuck an oyster.
Mm.
But you and I both know that that's not actually the message that they're giving.
Mm.
And so, again, it's just pushing the line all the time. If our children speak like that at school, we wouldn't want them to. We'd say, no, don't, enough of that language.
Yeah.
And yet we're putting it up on a billboard. So we're asking for trouble, really.
Yeah. All right. Well, people can reach you, obviously, through the Facebook site. They can sign up to the petition that you've got through your website as well, wendyforsenate.com.
Yep, that would be just great.
Okay, Wendy, we might catch in with you maybe in a few weeks' time.
Thanks so much for having me, Sharon.
Yeah, thanks, Wendy. Wendy Francis, who is the Queensland-based Family First Senate candidate for Queensland.
We hope you enjoyed this Open House podcast. Thanks to Christian Super and Real World Technology. To hear more from Open House, visit openhouseonline.com.au.